Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think the bowlers are pretty happy with bowling the ICC 11 out for that. I mean, the conditions have been great, really, because they're quite similar to what I think we'll face in the test matches. So it would be no good coming here and having a wicket that seems everywhere and is not actually getting some miles on the legs. So it was good to use the new ball. I think getting four wickets with that was crucial.
There's something in it this morning for you.
Yeah, it didn't do loads, but it did something to keep you interested. So I think that's going to be crucial for us in the Test Match Series, to use the new ball and the second new ball wisely. And then that period from 50 to 80, it's going to be a real holding role, I think. We're not going to be able to burst through Pakistan or anything, because the wickets just don't think we'll be suited to that. But again, we got the ball reversing a tiny bit today. But the wicket had gone quite slow by then, so it was hard to sort of burst through the defences. But hopefully second innings, and certainly in test matches, 5 days, it would start to offer Swanee a little bit more.
Did that show you how hard it might be to take 20 wickets?
Yeah, I mean, I think the bowling unit were aware of that, but I think today highlighted that. Obviously, it could have been worse. It could have been 200 for three or something,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We're pretty happy to have bowled them out. But it was hard work, and I think we're all aware that this Test Match Series is going to be like that. But it's going to be sort of attritional cricket, going at 2.5, 3 and over, fielding for long periods of time, but trying to bowl teams out for 300, 350, but probably 120 overs. Old school Test cricket,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a little bit of swing with the Kookaburra for the first 5 or 6 overs. Actually, the wicket balls didn't do a huge amount, I don't think. But I suppose with that newer ball, there was a little bit extra zip. But once that went after 15 overs, it was pretty good for the batsman, I think. I mean, it's hard to judge a wicket until both teams have batted on it. And I think that wicket's pretty good. And I think we might enjoy batting on that. Yeah, I mean, there was Jimmy and myself, both our last game of cricket was that Lord's one dayer, so that was a decent time away. And I think I've been fortunate to go to Potchefstroom, and that did the bowlers sort of a world of good before coming out here, because you just get conditioning your body, getting used to bowling again. So I mean, I'd bowled probably 60-70 overs before I'd come out to Dubai, so it's not like I've not bowled for 3 months. But I don't think whatever you do in the gym or whatever you do in the nets, nothing gets your body like doing 90 overs in the field. So I'm a little bit scared of waking up tomorrow. Yeah, touch wood. I mean, the shoulder seems fine. I think it was about mid-November by the time that had completely healed, and seems to be back stronger, really, than it was before. So that's pleasing. I mean, of course, we're going to feel stiff and sore tomorrow. I mean, we've had these GPS things on today, and it shows we've done about 16, just over 16K. So I think we will be a little bit sore tomorrow, but just shows what you have to do to get wickets, I suppose. Yeah, they're bloody uncomfortable, to be honest with you. Yeah, they've been a nightmare. But it's just to sort of get a gauge. I don't think we'll wear them in the test matches, but it's to get a gauge of how far we're doing. We've been wearing them in training a little bit, so they can gauge your intensity and if you need to bowl a bit more or a bit less. And I mean, they're a great idea, but I don't think we'll be wearing it in the test.
So you've run 16 kilometres today.
Well, not necessarily run all the way, but that's
but,
the distance
that's
I've travelled.
The distance you have travelled.
Yeah.
Who's done?
No, I think I was the most. So the bowlers tend to, I mean, in training yesterday, I think Jimmy did 7.5K. So it proves that you do travel quite a decent amount of distance. And that, I mean, that ran out at 75 overs as well. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't any more first class cricket to be played after that injury. So I actually only missed 6 one dayers. So the injury didn't come at sort of a terrible time. It's not like I missed a test match series or something. So I don't feel like I've been out of the setup or anything like that. It's not like I missed, like last winter when I missed the Ashes series. That was a bit more of a stab through the heart. But no, I mean, I feel like today I bowled that slightly fuller length again. I mean, the batsman probably actually made contact and drove me a bit more because there wasn't any swing. But I still think, even over here, that length will be useful with the sort of surprise bouncer. But it just shows how valuable the ball is moving sideways, whether it's reverse or normal swing. We're going to have to do it because there'll be sort of long stints in the field if we don't.